Coming up on This Week in Radio Tech, I'm in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. Ooh, that's a mouthful, but these guys say it much better. We are at Pippin Technical Service, or PTS, and we're going to be taking a tour and visiting a studio under construction. Plus, Chris Tarr is here. It's all coming up next on TWRT.
This Week in Radio Tech is brought to you by Broadcasters General Store, with outstanding service, savings, and support, online at bgs.cc. By Broadcast Bionics, with the Bionic Studio, including talk show control, social media, and visual radio, Broadcast Bionics brings exceptional audience engagement to radio and TV. By Angry Audio, audio problems disappear when you get angry at angryaudio.com. By Nautel, worry-free transmission you can count on with outstanding control, reliability, efficiencies, and Nautel's unmatched 24/7 customer support, online at Nautel.com. And by MaxConnect Wireless, prioritized high-speed internet service designed for transmitter sites and remote broadcasts.
Hey, welcome into This Week in Radio Tech, the show where we talk about everything from the light bulb at the top of the tower to the microphone. Actually, I got that backwards. Who's that talking? Anyway, glad you're here. We're not in the usual Telos Alliance studio in Nashville, Tennessee. No. We're 1,478 miles away from Nashville right now. And here to tell us where we are, my good friend Tyler Everett. Tyler, where are we?
The global headquarters for PTS on 301 47th Street in lovely Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, which sounds like a tongue twister. It's an actual place, Saskatoon, Saskatchewan.
It sounds like it ought to be a cartoon location.
Well, me and the boys are going to Saskatoon.
Actually, one time I was traveling in the United States and they messed it up and they called it Saskatoochewan. So if you want to make it one word, that we're from Saskatoochewan.
Now, you've been on the show before and you just mentioned the name of your company, PTS, but it has been known by another name. So let's give some people a point of reference.
Yeah, you bet. It's Pippin Technical Service. It's a lot to say. And, you know, in this day and age where we're trying to get a lot done quicker, we just say PTS and it moves on. And then and we're starting to make products. And so we use that moniker in a lot of our products as well. So it helps.
Well, we're in your new world headquarters here in Saskatoon. Yes. And I noticed that you saved a lot of money on the sign on the front of the building by just putting PTS.
And that was a big part of it, too. It's a financial decision at the end of the day.
Well, and the reason we're here and kind of the topic of our show today. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't say hi to Evan. Hi, Evan. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I see you're enjoying a fine beverage.
Yeah.
You and I both together.
Yep.
Are enjoying different energy drinks.
Yeah, we're all about the energy drinks these days.
Well, that's because your job here, you're required to drink energy.
Yeah, I'm a programmer. So yeah. This stuff is my lifeblood. This is my day and night. Several a day.
Oh my gosh. I'm allowed about three a week.
Oh. That's my daily intake.
You'd be sleeping.
That's my minimum daily intake, actually. In order to produce good code, that's what you need to.
I thought you were going to tell me, hey, three a week, Kirk, that's a sleeping pill. All right, so the reason we're here, I'm here along with my boss at Telos Alliance and also one of our colleagues, Martin Reyes. We were up here in Canada anyway for the Western Association of Broadcast Engineers Conference, WABE, in Vancouver, British Columbia. And before we dispersed home, we thought, let's go see Pippin Technical, PTS, here in Saskatoon. I had never been here before, have I?
No. Never been. We've been friends for 20 years, and that's how long it takes. So I know you'll never leave. That's the great part. You're here to stay. It's such a great place.
It is a cool place. I'll ask you more about Dog River and all that later on. Is that patterned a little bit after Saskatoon?
No. I suppose all of Saskatchewan relates so well that it's all home to us, for sure. I would say we all take a little bit of ownership of Dog River.
So the purpose of our show and the topic, I wanted to point out to other broadcast engineers, you at home and on the job, what a broadcast dealer can be like, what a broadcast dealer can do for you. And, you know, all around the world, Telos Alliance, my full-time job, we work with dealers and what we call channel partners. That's kind of the modern word for it, all around the world. And some of them are very full service. And others, you know, they're really good at taking your order and making sure the box gets to you. And you're responsible for everything else. And there's a place in the world for all that. But stopping here, and we got plenty of video to show you of what a very full service dealer looks like. And we will get to that in just a minute. First of all, I want to remind you about our sponsor, Nautel. at nautel.com. And let's see, I think we had a webpage to pop up here. Oh, yeah, MPX over AES. I wanted to talk for just a minute about this technology, MPX over AES. This, I think, doesn't get enough talk. And, you know, in as a broadcast engineer, we are oftentimes satisfied with the analog baseband MPS connection, MPX, sorry, or composite connection between our stereo generator and maybe an STL unit and our transmitter. Well, starting years ago, Frank Foti from Telos, from Omnia, worked with Nautel to develop the precursor to MPX over AES. And then now it's become a standard. It's been a standard actually for quite a while, a good 10, 12 years or so. And there's a huge advantage, engineers, to doing your MPX signal over AES. It's got to be 192 kilohertz sampling. MPX over AES, because with the resulting signal, the signal that goes into your transmitter is so clean. This is a huge advantage, and Nautel was instrumental in helping to define the standard and making it work. And that's Nautel is who Omnia worked with primarily in the development of the standard. So now it is an AES standard, AES 192. And there are a number of audio processors, including those from Omnia, that work with transmitters or exciters that also accept MPX over AES or AES 192. I just point this out. If you haven't looked into MPX over AES, really consider looking at audio processors like those from Omnia, which provide this output, and transmitters like those from Nautel that provide this input. Because if you can do that, if you can make that connection, you will get an extraordinarily clean, clean signal out of your transmitter. What does that mean as far as your listeners are concerned? One thing it really means is a larger coverage area for your stereo signal. You see, if you're transmitting a signal that has come from an analog STL, it's going to have 20 to 30 dB more noise in it than you get with MPX over AES. So I would, and when you're transmitting noise, that's a bad thing. So I would really highly encourage you to look at this, read about what's been written about this at the Nautel website. Just go to nautel.com and have a look at some of their products and papers about MPX over AES, and you will find that it has huge advantages for you as an engineer, clean audio, and for your listeners as well. Bigger coverage area and very clean audio. Thanks a lot, Nautel, for sponsoring This Week in Radio Tech. And by the way, when the Transmission Talk Tuesday roundtable discussions get back online, we will tell you about it right here. And Jeff Weldon will be delighted to bring you some more of those programs. Okay, let's see. Has Chris Tarr joined us yet? I don't guess so. Oh, he is. Oh, hey, Chris, come on in, buddy. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was going to say while you're doing that that ad there that, to me, all radio is noise lately. I don't know. That's personal preference, I suppose. Yes. Hello there, Kirk. Let me adjust my hat so it looks right. Just got back from our data center. I was in my office out of town here. So I ran home, got caught in a train and behind a school bus, but I still made it.
Well, I'm glad the school bus stopped for the train, and I'm sorry you were delayed. So, Chris, let me introduce my guests here. We have Tyler Everett. He's the president and CEO of PTS, Pippin Technical Service.
Hello, Chris. How are you today?
I am fine. Thank you.
And then we have Evan Seminoff. Hi, Evan.
Hey, nice to meet you, Chris.
And Evan is Evan. Programmer and developer here. He's going to be showing off some things that he's been working on. And, Chris, you're just in time for us to take a quick Well, actually, we have several video clips of a tour. And Chris, really, since you're a little bit late to the party here, the topic today, we have several topics, including we'll be doing a live remote from Kelowna, Canada, in British Columbia. We're going to talk to some engineers there who are doing some installations right now, part of the PTS installation crew. But right now, let's start with these videos. I think Suncast probably has the first one ready to go. I hope they were in order, Suncast. So why don't you go ahead and roll them, B-roll, and we'll talk. Oh, go ahead and bring the audio up on this one. I'm sorry. I do talk on this one. Go ahead and bring it up.
And we're here at the office of our wonderful partner, Pippin Technical Service. This is their new office. It's glorious. And, well, at least they say it is. Martin, what are you looking at?
It's snowing. This is awesome.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
Yeah, it's snow. You know. Oh.
Just like on TV.
For those of you who don't know, Martin is from Nicaragua, and now he lives in Florida.
Oh my God, this is just like on TV.
Just like on TV, that's right. All right, well, tell you what, kids, let's go inside and check out Pippin Technical Service in Saskatoon. All right, Suncast, I think for the rest of the videos, you can probably keep the audio way down, and let's go ahead and hit the next one as soon as you can cue it up and play it there. There are several little video clips anywhere from a half a minute to a couple minutes long, and we're going to get some voiceover action from Tyler as soon as the video comes on. We went inside. I want you to see what a full-service dealer can look like and the things that they prepare here. They're kind of like a contract engineer and a broadcast equipment dealership all in one. So, Suncast, here we go. All right. Tyler, tell us what's going on.
Well, you can see it's Christmas up here in Canada. There's our beautiful entry foyer area with our star-covered tree, and we're looking down at the office area. One of the greatest things I've heard people say is that they think the prize cabinet is just right around the corner. So it's the just like closet. Yeah, it's just like coming into a radio station, which is the best compliment I could get, because we did a complete renovation of this property that we purchased a little while ago. We've got our administrative staff and my lovely business partner, Christine, on the left there, and Kim, who's one of our most recent hires as well, and she's helping out with all of the financial stuff. So those are the smartest people in the business right there. They're the ones that actually allow the rest of us to do what we do. So we appreciate their efforts quite a lot. This is the sales area. This is Grant's office. He's off somewhere getting us coffee, which is great. Thank you very much, Grant. We've got Dean. There's Dean Gallagher. He's also one of our salespeople. And there we are, just explaining how large I get at Christmas time from all the eating. Those hand motions. And we're going into my office. We can drop off of our stuff so we can take a look around the rest of the building. So I've been away for a few days, so the mess is what it is. That's my daughter's artwork on the wall there. She's an aspiring artist. And I actually usually just sit at that desk and look at the planes land, because we're very close to the airport. And that's exactly what I'm explaining right there.
Ah, okay. And hey, Suncast, I apologize for giving you so many little clips and not having a chance to put them together, but I know you're busy queuing up the next one. If you can roll them one after another, or however you want to do that. But yeah, you mean in post production, or do you mean now? Oh, okay. Wow. Okay.
I call this the newsroom. This is actually where our techs hang out, but I always think of it as the newsroom. So a little work area, office area for the techs to do their documentation and their Googling and learning and all that kind of stuff. And then right over their shoulders there, of course, are the windows into the area that I call the dream factory.
What?
The dream factory. The dream factory. That's where the dreams are made. We build dreams here. We make them come true. And so they're made just through the windows there. And that's where we shot the last twerk that I was on from.
Oh,
down there. Right down there is where we shot. And you can see it's just an open flex area that we can use to assemble. Wait,
you put radio stations together in that room?
That's correct. Yeah, we'll build studios. One time we had about four quasars in a line putting together programming for people. Small studios, we've had transmitters in there. You can see there's test equipment on there. We do testing, we do service work. Anything and everything we need to do is done in the dream factory. Sometimes they're nightmares, but normally we try to stick with dreams. So...
Yeah. It must be the other brand of equipment that's a nightmare.
Well, you know, some of the service work we do can be a bit of a nightmare. So, this is the learning center where we are right now. So this is another flexible room where we can do boardroom type activities. We can also do training. We are opening to open up a training arm to our business so that we can have people in a classroom setting. Gary Shepherd joined us not too long ago. He used to be an instructor at SAIT. So with Gary's help, we're going to hopefully educate the masses as well. So stay tuned for more information on that, or contact us if you have any thoughts or ideas.
This is your audio listening
room. Oh, this is the lounge. Yeah, it's somewhat partially set up, but we are manufacturers. We manufacture speakers, and that's the room we do our listening and usually spend great many hours in there just enjoying the dulcet tones of our speaker systems that you can see behind me there. So yeah, that's a little bit of a test room and an area to just to kind of hang out and relax. This is the mezzanine, where there's a little bit of storage. Used to be an area that was completely unusable. And now we're going to look down at one of our receiving areas, the shop, as we call it.
The forklift.
We do. I love my forklift. Okay. Yeah, it's great. We forklift things up and down here in this, right where we're standing, is an area that we can bring a pallet up, because there is some manufacturing areas up on this upper floor as well. You can see some hard line. There's some paraflectors, some old dielectric antennas. So we, that's what we consider cool stuff to just have lying around.
It makes well, I zoomed us, in on it. It caught my eye.
Makes us feel cool. built a paint booth. Why would a broadcast place need a paint booth? Well, we're manufacturing speakers. So this is where we shoot our speakers with the paint. And I put in a full air system. So we're shooting them just like the pros. It's an updraft, not a downdraft, because that would make our warehouse really dirty. But okay. We use updraft, so we have all the air going up and out the top side. There's LED lighting. It's as white as we can make it, so we don't have any weird color problems happening. Even though we're audio people, we still try to keep things really good with the video part of it as well. So, and now here we're heading into the white room. The white room. So this is the one room that we really didn't change much when we bought the place. And it is a large manufacturing area. We're going to use this to do our assembly. It's actually already lead free. We don't do any tool or any of that kind of stuff swapping out with our other areas. So this is our kind of our Rojas compliant area. And we take that pretty seriously because we're starting to do manufacturing that we'd like to be shipping all over the world. So this is an area that we are going to be using for that. So it's fairly large, again, flexible. Everything that we do is flexible because the scope of what we do can change so much when we're in studios and RF transmitter projects, STL projects, and then other things that our company does in the world of audio. And there we can see a bunch of speakers lined up like a bunch of good soldiers just ready to head out for battle. But
we'll take a closer look at those in just a minute. I found that old Simpson meter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely some surplus around here as well to show that we've been around for a good long time. There's some towers lying outside. That's our compound out the back and our service vehicles. And basically a couple of trailers back there so we can head to sites with our stuff. But that flat deck gets used a lot for hauling tower sections around. We've got a 3D printer and our laser etching machine. So there's a little example of some of the laser etching work we do for our customers when they order products from us. So
I had a station logo on that panel.
That's right. Yeah, we can put station logos on there or instructions on what to do with the button, like press here or whatever you need, we can do that. And now we're headed out of the newsroom area and down the flight of stairs and obviously the storage area for my drum kit because we have our Christmas jam coming up. So my drum kit's here so that we can all make music together, which actually turns into music lessons.
When I'm choosing a broadcast dealer, I make sure they play the drums.
That's right. Well, everybody knows the drummer is the most important part of the band, right?
That's right.
So actually, it usually turns into a music lesson by Dean and Terry because none of the rest of us know how to do anything. But they're both accomplished musicians. So, yeah. So we're really looking forward to that. That's usually the final day before Christmas. We'll all get together and show off how terrible we are at playing musical instruments.
We're getting ready to go into some room here. Is it back in the dream room?
We're going back to the Dream Factory. Yeah, right through that door there is the Dream Factory. So here it is, and what an unveiling. My favorite area, you know, we use it for many different things. It's brightly lit. We've got all of the network connections we need. There's a fusion. So a lot of our Axia configuration happens there. That bench gets a lot of attention for service work. But, I mean, we can set this up to use it in any way we wish. And actually, point of note, it used to be a soundstage for a previous owner. So it, you know, came by it honestly. And then behind us there is a little data center that we have set up. A rack room, because I'm a former radio guy, so everything has to feel like a radio station to me. So that's what that's all about. And we're doing a little bit of hosting, and we hope to do more of that in the future as well. So that's why that's set up. We've got a couple of feeds of fiber in there, so we got plenty of lots of data going in and out. We've got antennas on the roof. They come or the roof, depending on where you're from.
So this is IT support for your business.
Correct.
Yes. But also you can test things in here and set them up.
That's correct. Okay. Yeah. There's our phone system on a XR1 that we'll talk about a little bit later.
Yeah.
But we're also doing hosting. We've got some stuff that we're doing for broadcasters in there, and we host their content, and they're looking to do more of that in the future as well. So that's what that room is for. A little bit overkill for what we need, so we'll have to figure out something to do with all that space.
Okay. You're doing a great job of narrating this because you don't even know what's coming up. Although no, this is your place. And
I was actually there earlier today. So.
That's true.
There's an Angry Audio Lit Stack we're doing R&D on, and there's one of our famous XR1 units that we'll be talking about a little bit later on. So passively cooled computer system. And there's a little mod monitor that we use just for listening and seeing what's going on, testing equipment, and just another view of the area. And this is our warehouse area where we do our storing of equipment. We do warehouse some equipment, and we also, when we're doing projects, it'll get stored there. This is Mike the lay-ins space. This is obviously his giant subwoofer project that he's working on.
Look at that speaker. Holy cow.
I know. It's.
I thought it was a washing machine.
We're all kind of weird and do our little projects. And so, you know, come in on the weekend and we'll find somebody working on something crazy like that. So that's one of his little passion projects. And that's why Mike was on top of our speaker project that we did. He was the designer because that's his one of the things he enjoys. So Mike is also our service manager. So you're calling in for RMAs. That's where you're going to find him. He's currently on the installation crew right now. So that's why the chair is empty. But yeah, there's his speaker. So now we're in the shop. This is the area where we do a lot of our shipping and receiving for large items, preparation for large shipments. We bring our trucks and trailers in here to load them up when we're headed out on the road. And there's some overhead storage there that we saw earlier. And it's a great flex area as well. I put in an air system for the paint booth. We've got, obviously, there's a heat pump there. So we've got air conditioning for our data center, all that kind of stuff. So again, another area that we've spruced up and cleaned up. And after the renovations, it's turned out to be a really good flexible area for us.
Nice.
Some wire storage, and then we're going to probably head into where the techs go. Yeah, we have some cable there, some Heliax and flex line. There's our air thing. That's the dirty bench. That's where all the dirty work gets done. So that's not the fun kind of dirty work. That's more of the drilling holes and things and that kind of stuff, using files and creating a mess. And so this area here is the dedicated tech area. So each of our techs has his own workspace that they can personalize and do with as they please. And so someone's working on some elements and a little IQ there. So then we've got, there's 220 there for testing transmitters, and you'll find a welder plugged into that every now and then when we have to fix something or do some welding. And
you've even got three phase here if you need to.
Yeah, we got three phase if we need it. And we've got, as you can see, we're compliant with all of the local building codes in the air exchanger. Mm-hmm. This is our computer area, static sensitive floor. That's where there's where Evan lives and shows off all of his healthy, oh my heavens, he's got an entire drawer full. Well, at least it's not Jack Daniels, so I guess we're good.
Did the authorities know about that stash?
Oh, no, I didn't know about that stash, so I'm learning things today. That's interesting. Yes, Evan, we'll have a chat later. Okay, that's good.
And you can tell he's a programmer developer sitting right here next to me, but he's, look at all the text on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody knows what that means. He was doing that on the plane last night. I looked over, and I had three screens. How do you bring three screens on a plane anyways? He never stops. It's amazing.
And so that means stuff to him.
I hope so. It doesn't mean anything to me, that's for sure. No, he's great and working on a project, obviously. So
I just like the results.
Exactly. Yeah. No, same here. He's been a godsend. And a musician too, and it'll be his first Christmas jam this year. So that'll up the game a little bit as well. So we got a little space for an extra. We'll hope to have maybe a little help come along to work with him. But the computer area there is where we do all of our manufacturing or assembly of the computer systems that we do, which we do many of. There's another XR1. They're everywhere. They're like lemmings.
We're going to find out about that in a few minutes here on the show.
Yeah, we will. And there's some stuff that came in for repair. We build any kind of computer. The XR1 is our mainstay, but we will build anything for anyone or whatever the situation kind of calls for. But there's a couple more of them. That's Grant, by the way, our salesperson. And obviously, either a back catcher or an umpire. I'm not sure. He's got his hat on the wrong way. So we'll see what that's all about. There's some of our equipment that we use for loaners and demos. And cool. You see Dean's holding it up in case it falls over. And we're in a seismic area here. So Dean's holding that.
that may be all the video that we have. Let's see. We're back to back. So, well, that's a tour of PTS.
Yes.
And it's time for us to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to get a tour of some of the equipment that you guys are not only selling, but you design and build some of these things. So I got to tell you, hey, Chris Tarr, when I grow up, I want to be an engineer like Tyler and his organization here. I mean, isn't this the coolest building, you know, to run your engineering out of and develop products and build things and put systems together for people? What do you think, Chris Tarr? Well, I guess we're going to come back to me. Okay. Hey, I tell you what, we're going to take this quick break. And when we come back, we'll hear from Chris Tarr and we'll also start talking to Evan about some of the things that we're doing here. And also we're going to show you the speaker project, some cabinets that are not finished and the finished product.
That would be awesome. Thank you. Yeah, we'd be good on excited about that.
Me too. All right. Hey, our show this week in Radio Tech, we're doing it live from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, at the offices of Pippin Technical Service, or PTS. And I'm here along with my colleagues or my friends from PTS and Chris Tarslong. We'll be right back. Let's talk for a minute, though, about this whole idea of virtualization and how people are making this easy. I mean, the folks here at PTS have their own product to make this easy for the end user, but also Broadcast Bionics in the UK. They have a product called Virtual Rack. And Virtual Rack, basically you buy the server from them. It comes loaded with Linux and their custom interface that lets you, the engineer, choose the virtualized broadcast products that you want. And you click on them, they install literally in a couple of minutes. It downloads the latest versions from the respective manufacturers, including Telos Alliance, Sound 4, 2WCOM, and installs these as containers, Docker containers, on the virtual rack. Then, once they're installed and you have the IP addresses set, you have them set up the way you want, then you license your products from the respective manufacturers. Some products go ahead and work a little bit. They have a demo mode or some way that they work and let you set a few things up. But generally speaking, you're going to license the things that you want, like what am I talking about? An audio console or a codec or an audio processor or a whole broadcast phone system from Telos Alliance. So the Virtual Rack server lets you do all that with a convenient and plain GUI interface. You even have the ability to set up backup systems, failover systems, if you buy more than one of these systems from Broadcast Bionics. We've talked about Broadcast Bionics for years, about their innovative products for broadcasters. And they're really good at making software and hardware products that make broadcasters' jobs easier. Whether you're on the air, whether you're an engineer, your job gets made easier by using things from Broadcast Bionics. And a lot of their products, you're doing the same thing you've done anyway, but now their smart products are adding to the content you're producing, adding to the reliability of what you're doing or the flexibility of what you're doing. So please check this out at bionics.co.uk, bionics.co.uk, and read about the virtual rack from Broadcast Bionics. There's a couple of videos at the bottom of that page, too, that you can check out. Dan McQuillan, who is the owner and founder of Broadcast Bionics, he explains what virtual rack is and how it works. There you see him at the bottom of this screen. They're at the bottom of that page. And that's a great demo. There's also a previous TWRT episode where Dan is our guest and he explains Virtual Rack as well. So there's many different ways now to get virtualized broadcast infrastructure going at your facility, and the Virtual Rack is a great way to go. So check it out. Thanks a lot, Broadcast Bionics, for sponsoring this week in Radio Tech. Okay, Chris Tarr, are you there? Do we have audio?
Can you hear me?
Absolutely, man.
I was going to say about that facility, man, I would have so much fun there. I mean, you know, talk about just being able to play around with stuff. I would love to have that kind of space.
I don't know about you, but when I grew up, man, that's the kind of shop I want.
Oh, no kidding. I mean, that just, you know, because I was thinking about that. I do a lot of, you know, tinkering around and stuff with our group. And it's always my kitchen table, which drives my wife nuts. So, you know, to be able to have that, plus all the supplies around to do it, I'd be in heaven. I'd never leave.
So, you know, this is really a cool thing about the world we live in, is that different broadcast equipment dealers take on different levels of responsibility, right? Some are really good at stocking a lot of stuff and advertising it in catalogs or online. Other dealers, and we find this more true in countries that have fewer dealers, they are a point of reference for the broadcasters. They're a real resource for broadcast engineers. And PTS is exactly that for Canada. They've always been very service-oriented, from putting up towers and antennas to pattern studies, and then, of course, all the studio stuff. And maybe Tyler can take just a minute and explain, you know, PTS's philosophy on being of value to broadcast engineers and broadcasters.
Well, yeah, I mean, I started out myself as a broadcast engineer. I did that for 10 years. And so I was instilled upon me, you know, if you take care of this place, it'll take care of you. That was what my boss always said to me. And I took that to heart. And, you know, I grew up rural on a farm. So, you know, that's just sort of what you do. And so when I came to work here, I always impressed upon my customers, you know, we never really leave the job. Once you let us be a part of your project, we take ownership of that. To me, it's just what you do. And, you know, if people are going to give us the opportunity to work with them, I think it's the least we can do is to be there for them as much as we can for as long as we can. So, you know, we don't really ever leave. It sounds corny, probably. It sounds salesy, but it's just the philosophy that I have. Once you're involved with the project, you become part of the community, and that's what we are as a community, and we all like to work together, and we enjoy that. That's what we enjoy.
I was about to go talk to Evan over here, who's going to take us through some of the products that you're working on, things that he's writing, but I just realized it's 1:30, and I think we're going to go check in with your installation crew in, what's the name of the town?
In Kelowna, British Columbia.
Kelowna, British. Is that north of Vancouver a little bit?
It's more inland. So it's okay. More into the interior where the mountains are and all that kind of stuff. So it's more east.
We've kept them waiting a long time, and I don't even know. Are they there? Is there anybody from? There we are. Introduce who we're seeing here, and then we'll let them talk.
Yeah, that's Todd. That's reaching down there. They've got this is great because I get to see some progress. And there we can hear them.
That's good.
We have Todd and Mike Modney on the left. He's with Pattison Media, and then Phil is over there. He's the rock star with the hat. Yeah, they're waving. Yep, he's signed. There's Mike. There's Mike, the shipper and service manager. So he's the guy you're calling when you need stuff. So you can see they're just putting some.
Is there anybody on site who wants to take the lead and tell us what you're doing there? Somebody come close to the camera and talk about it. Go ahead.
Todd, all you. There, I've been elected. There we go.
There you go. Looking good.
We're just in the middle of getting some millwork put together. We've got a lovely quasar here. So, Pattison Media has rebuilding their studios here in Kelowna. We're part of the project. We're just working hard here. Pretty much all there is to say about that.
That is so amazing to see guys at work putting a console in. That looks like an Axia Quasar, right?
That's correct, yes.
About a 12 fader job, is that it?
That looks like.
Okay.
Yeah, 12 faders.
What function will this room be when you're finished? A control room, production room, what?
Yeah, this is a control room. Which station is this for? Oh, here we go.
104.7 The Lizard, the rock station of Kelowna.
Here we go. How's that for an air light?
Wow! And I've never heard of a lizard moniker before. That's cool as can be. That's awesome.
That's probably.
Yeah. Wow. So how long have you been working there, and how much longer before you're done?
Oh, we're here for at least another week and a half. We got 3 of these control rooms to do, 2 prods to finish. Yeah, there's lots here for us to do. We got a good team. Pattison's here. We're here. It's going great. It helps when you've got good people to work with.
So,
we can't forget our main man, the chief engineer, Jason Pearson, of our 3 radio stations, 2 radio stations here.
Hey, Jason. Good to see you, man. Good to meet you. Tell me exactly what you're doing. What's being worked on today? I see hammers. What do you do with a hammer?
Oh, I see hammers. He drills. Yeah, see screwdrivers. Everything possible.
So you're kind of getting prepped for.
That's right.
Gotcha. Wow. All right. Well, hey, when you're done, would you take us and we'll follow up with a little, with some postings on our website?
Sounds good.
Okay, I'd love to see it when you're done. That's awesome. Yeah, you guys got anything else you want to report or say about what you're doing? Or
no, I don't. That's good. Nope. I
just want to say, this is back to the OAL. Something that Jason came up with was Studio Jam by Not a Bot Yet. Pathfinder's going to be driving the logic for the OAL to have different colors for each studio's OAL. So if a studio is in an emergency mode or something like that or recording, it's going to be a different color outside. And I just think that's one of the coolest little, it's something that's little, but it's just really cool,
Yeah. It was different. I couldn't find something like that.
That is cool. And the Not a Bot Yet makes that pretty easy to interface. So that's awesome. Glad you're doing that. Wow.
It's something different.
All right.
It's fun.
I'd love to see the innovations. You guys send us some pictures when you're done, in a week and a half or whatever it is. I'd be glad to show them.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, guys. We're gonna talk to Evan now. Really appreciate you chiming in. Thanks a lot. All right. We are still here in at PTS in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. I'm here with Evan. Evan Seminoff. Hi, Evan.
Hi, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm good. So you're a developer and drinker of energy drinks.
Yes, I am. That kind of goes with the territory. It's just you can't escape it in this industry.
So what you showed off some product called Aurora?
Aurora, yeah. So it's awesome. Those guys mentioned the not a bot thing, because that's kind of similar to what we've put together with Aurora. So it's an automation system for the Livewire Axia ecosystem, and it lets you interface with all sorts of lights, tally lights, lit stacks, the Mika booms. That's one of the big ones that we have.
Okay.
So it's really cool.
So on the one hand, you know, Livewire and the GPIO that's in Ethernet can tell thing can give you basically, hey, do a contact closure or don't do a contact closure.
Yeah.
But you've written a software and that runs in a box that gives you interfacing to the real outside world of lighting and indicators, right?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, and that's actually just this. It's just this little half rack unit right here. So that's it. And it's an awesome little piece of gear. You can see here we have the e-paper display on the front. So that's really cool, because if you want to leave your IP on there, then when you get powered down, you still have it.
Wait a minute, that's e-paper?
That is e-paper. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought that was like a fake sticker display. That's
e-paper. No, that's actually e-paper. That gets programmed. So you get your IP on there. And actually, every time you boot it, you get a different little display. So we have I nerded out and I made a bunch of different. We have the Eddie Van Halen, like the Frankenstein one and stuff. Awesome. So we have Mars on here right now. But yeah, we get all sorts of different stuff.
How much would it cost me to have you put the wrong call letters on?
to put something else on here? I don't know. You'd have to. That might be a backroom deal. Between you and me.
Okay. But so what now? This is a prototype, right?
This is a prototype, okay. Yeah.
But on the back, what kind of interfaces are we looking
at? On the back, it's, you have the Phoenix connectors. Okay. That's for the just normal GPIO, because everybody wants that or needs that potentially. But you also have primarily Ethernet for most things. So that's, so you have Ethernet for the mic in and the lights out. And then you also have the lit stack Ethernet. And it's powered over PoE.
Okay.
So that's something that we've tried to do here. We're really trying to lean towards a PoE kind of design for everything.
Well, it's going to be hard to show it here on this show, but will you have some kind of on your website a description of Aurora and maybe a demo?
We have a website, ptsgear.com or CA? Com. ptsgear.com.
We'll shows, put that in the show notes.
Sure. Okay. Great. Thanks. And that has all the stuff that we make. And Aurora is on there, and definitely we'll be updating that. We're going into production right after Wabi, which was yesterday. So going into product, we'll be having a meeting on Monday, and I'll be asking, so what do we got to do to get this into production? So that, yes, we're taking orders now, please. The line forms right over here.
We've got several things to show and a limited amount of time. Is there more you want to say about Aurora? You want to move on to something?
No, we can talk about the XR1, because that's kind of our, you were talking about the virtualization stuff. That's kind of our platform for that right now.
So one of the things that broadcasters it's challenging to broadcasters is running computers, maybe, you know, in the studio, getting something that's powerful enough, because sometimes a NUC style computer or a stick style computer, yeah, you can use that for displays, maybe for browsing, but it's not powerful enough to do some of the things broadcasters want to do. And I have personally done a lot of searching for quiet computers that are powerful enough. They're tough to find. But you guys have, you know, you really looked at what broadcasters needed. And tell you what, while Evan's getting this computer out, tell us about it.
Sure. XR1 was actually one of those things that we developed under the need, because we needed something. We were using a product that didn't work out. So we decided to make something of our own. It worked so well, we decided to give it a name and market it. So it's a fanless computer. It's passively cooled. We have a special custom BIOS in there that allows us to make sure that it runs at a maximum temperature. It will never get any hotter. And that means you'll never run into overheating problems with it. It's a 1U fanless. I call it a computing appliance, because I'm not a big fan of computers, right? So I like making everything do something for a living. So we use it as a basis for many things, including our Asterisk servers. Oh. It can be used in Docker as an appliance. So we can ship an Altus or a VXS or both, or other Telos Alliance virtualized products can live on this. Or it can also just have a regular OS put on it and use as a browser in your studio, because it's nice and quiet. We're literally building these in volume, and they're a commodity for us. You just order it up. It's a single SKU, basically, and we can either send it to you as is or as a part of a package that has a bunch of virtualized solutions. because we're seeing that a lot of people want the benefits of virtualization. They may not have the resources or the time to learn, how do I make Docker? What is Docker? Who, I know nothing about Docker, but I really want to have a virtual system because all the cool kids are doing that. So we can give you a shortcut by ordering it on an XR1. So it's a very multifaceted platform for us to be able, and that's why I try to steer away from just calling it a computer, because it's more like a computing platform for us.
And no fan, you said it's fanless, no spinning hard drive.
No hard drive, no moving parts whatsoever. It's a completely solid state, fixed piece of equipment. So the life cycle should be nice and long. The failure rate should be low, because we've taken a lot of time to make sure that we have control over the way it works. And it's a powerful enough computer to do a lot of things. Like, we can run a few Docker containers of Telos Alliance virtualized.
Yeah, products. You mentioned you can run two consoles or a VX phone system and right. A console.
Yeah, we could do an Altus with a VXS easily. And actually, we have a couple of projects on the go right now that are doing just that. So.
Did we have an XR1 just laying around? Yeah, okay. So what do you want to show us, Evan?
This is the machine right here. This is it running. And you can see we have Ubuntu, because that's kind of industry standard these days. Yeah. To do everything with, if you're going to do containerization stuff, it's all Dockerized in Ubuntu. And like you said, we have the custom BIOS, and that just gets loaded out on one of these units and shipped out to you with everything kind of ready to go.
On the back, you know, it looks like a standard, you know, computer, a little bit different layout, but this thing is heavy.
Yeah, and it's heft to it.
Hey? Yeah. Is this power supply over here or what?
That's heatsink.
Yeah, heatsink. What's it? Okay, so it's sucking heat away from the CPU.
Oh, power supply is a great topic.
Oh, okay, that's right.
Because it talked me into a really cool feature.
Okay.
We have what's called XRV, and that is a dual power supply. The power supply for this is external.
Okay.
But what we can do then is we've got a little divider that we can literally bolt on the back, and then you plug that into the input for the power for the XR1, and then you can plug your dual power supplies into the splitter so that you have dual redundant power supplies on your XR1 for those mission critical.
And we have one over here, but it's wired in, right?
Yeah, we have one. Yep, right here, actually, right now. So that's what this one is running off of.
Okay, so you can take two of these external power supplies.
That's correct.
Put them in, and it's a fairly simple device. I mean, it's smart enough to. Yeah. Well, does it balance or choose which one?
I believe it's load sharing, because there's an LED on for each input, so you can see if one changes. That's where your problem is.
So one of the biggest concerns with engineers is, well, I want two power supplies, but you can't fit two power supplies and everything else you want in a powerful enough computer like this.
You single rack unit, and we don't want to be $3,000, so we want to make sure we have something that's cost effective.
Yeah.
You have that as an option. It comes with one power supply. If you want a second, we sell you the XRV package. And then that gets you the splitter and the second power supply.
Cool.
Yeah, it's cool, very cool. I have to give them credit, because it took me a long time to come around to the idea. I kind of noped it for a while, and then Gary actually talked me into it. And so actually he just did it. And I was like, okay, I guess you can make it since you did.
So we're up here in Canada, and yet our program, we have certainly more U.S. viewers and listeners to This Week in Radio Tech. If somebody outside of Canada, in Canada, they contact you.
Sure.
Outside of Canada, they contact you?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah, we are available. Everything's on the web, btsgear.com. Okay. You're going to put it in your show notes.
Yeah, thank you.
So we'll see it there as well. and they can contact us. Grant is our sales guy. Dean's our sales guy. And I'm also available as well.
Now, in a few minutes, we're going to look at some speakers. Not just yet, but we got to hit another commercial here. Chris Tarr, we got speakers here to show. We have just a bare speaker cabinet that was designed here at PTS, and they're built here in Saskatoon, right?
That's correct.
And then they put custom specified drivers and crossovers in the speaker, and they are beautiful and they sound great. So, Chris, I can't wait to show you and our other viewers and listeners this. Chris, we want to talk about Angry Audio now, and I don't know what you want to talk about, Chris, but I'm excited to hear it. What would that be?
Well, Catfish and I talked this week, and boy, do they have some exciting things coming down the pipe. One of the things I want to talk about today, it kind of goes hand in hand with computers. And by the way, it was interesting as you were showing that appliance. I kept saying, boy, but that'd be great if it had dual power supplies. And there you go. So what they've got coming out, they've teamed up with a group called Lean Encoder. And what Lean Encoder is Lean Encoder is a streaming encoder. for streaming audio, for streaming, you know, radio on the web. Well, they've partnered up with Angry Audio, and now you can get the Lean Encoder with the Chameleon C6S software built in. That means you've got your streaming and your processing all together, and that processing is the Chameleon C6S software processor. So talk about making a stream work really, really well with no external hardware. That is a fantastic package, and with the Lean Encoder, the package that they're selling has two encoders. So you can do main or backup, or you can do two stations, however you want to use it. There's two encoders, each one with the Chameleon C6S. So Lean Encoder is the name of it, and I'm going to get you the website right now. It's leanencoder.com, and you'll see there they've got the Lean Encoder software there, and you can get it again with the Chameleon C6S built in. Now, aside from that, let's say you had that computer and you also wanted to take that audio and send it down the line. Well, they now have a new USB gizmo, another USB sound card. They've got AES EBU. Not only do they have the 44 and 48 kilohertz sample rate, they now have a 192 kilohertz sample rate AES EBU sound card. So you can get real high sample rates in and out with just this one sound card and Studio Hub. So yeah, there you go. Some of the USB audio gizmos there. They're all in the same form factor. They just have different innards for the sample rate. So again, they have the 4448 all the way up to 192 for the sample rates. So those are some of the things coming down. I also know, and I want you to stay tuned to this channel, because there's some things that I can't talk about yet, but they are really cool. The Catfish and even Corny have their hands in some really cool gear coming down the pike, but I was sworn to secrecy. Catfish said, I'm going to tell you, Doc, but you can't talk about it yet. Okay.
You're one of the cool kids. You've always got some secret up your sleeve that you can't tell us about.
That's right. Stop over to their website, angryaudio.com. Talk to your favorite equipment vendor. These guys, you know, Catfish has some just fantastic equipment. In fact, I think when you were doing the tour earlier, you saw the Studio Signal Light by Angry Audio. Another great option for you.
I saw that.
Yeah. So if you like the studio lights, you know, as Catfish says, you know, the aluminum ones are really nice. They're also really expensive. So if you, if you're on a budget, those lights are fantastic. Work just the same in black ABS. And you can also get a gizmo that controls those. AngryAudio.com. When those problems, you know, when those problems crop up, don't get frustrated. Don't get sad. Don't get upset. Get angry. AngryAudio.com.
Hey, and our show is also brought to you by Max Connect. And one of the things that Max Connect has is this U192. Now, here's the interesting little secret. Those are being actually designed and built by Angry Audio, but it's an exclusive Max Connect product. So as soon as Suncast can, there it is right there. It's the Max Connect Broadcast U192 MPX USB sound card. So many people now are putting their audio processor into a computer. And one of the options there, for example, would be Omnia SST. There are others like Stereo Tool or Breakaway One. And I've got experience with the Omnia SST and just love it. It's on a couple of my stations. But the U192 from Max Connect lets you connect via USB, so you can run your software on a server or something like that and get it out of USB. And then it converts that into either analog MPX. It's got two outputs to feed two different transmitters, if you like. And it is the guaranteed and proper way to come out of a software-based FM audio processor and turn that into analog MPX. You know, some engineers have been struggling with other cheaper systems with sound cards that weren't specifically made for this. Some have DC offset. Some don't really have accurate timing in the converters and in the sampling. This box from Max Connect is made to do exactly this. It's USB in, MPX out, and it will also do AES EBU digital out. So this box is so cool. And if you want to do it right, you want to depend on your processor and depend on the interface box that feeds your on-air FM exciter, this will do it. Max Connect, check it out at maxconnect.com. I know it's spelled funny because it's the internet. And M-A-X-X-K-O-N-N-E-C-T. I'll have a link in the show notes.
You know,
you can check that out. So it's a very good idea.
What else is cool about that interface is if you have it hooked up to your computer, because it does baseband, you can do your RDS encoding on your computer as well and send that out through the Max Connect box.
Yes, and these softwares like Omni SST has a built-in RDS encoder that is really cool. It works very, very well. So check them out. Thanks a lot, Max Connect, and also Angry Auto for sponsoring this week in Radio Tech. All right, let's move on with the speakers. Speakers are interesting because there's so many ideas that go into them. Come on, let's get the bear one over here. And who wants to talk about this?
Well, since Mike's not here, I guess I'll do a little bit of an upgrade or a description on things. Basically, we discovered that we were doing a project, and I was we were talking with the supplier, and they said this is the end of the line for these passive speakers. And I realized nobody's making passive studio monitors anymore. So we do what we do, and we built our own. Hello there.
Hello.
So lots of space on the back here for mounting purposes, right? You want to screw into here and put your mount here if you're going to put them up on the wall. Of course, it's 3/4 inch MDF throughout, so it's beefy, it's heavy, which is what you want out of a good speaker. So we took this down to the University of Saskatchewan's Anechoic Chamber twice for measurement and testing. And so they're manufactured here, assembled here, and we saw the paint booth on the tour. Now you know why we have a paint booth, because we paint these locally. They're just like a Model T, available in black, but also custom colors are going to be available as well. So if you have a sports team you want to emulate, or your own station colors or anything like that, or you just want to make them blend in with the wall, because we're doing so much on camera these days, now you can actually turn your boring speakers from every other supplier into something that is a statement within your own.
Now, just like the Galloping Gourmet or Julia Child, we've been working on this for a while. Now we're going to put it in the oven. And we have one that we started a little while ago.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, here. Now we have the completed product. Through the miracle of modern technology, now we can find out what the finished product looks like. So there it is. That's the basic finish, the black. I actually did a lot of R&D on paint. I did a lot of time painting stuff just to find the right finish, the right, you know, technique. I've learned how to be a painter, so I'm going to do a car after this just because I think I'm ready. But so our speakers are ready to go. There's a couple different versions. One version is the standard stock version. We're doing a signature series in commemoration of Mike, who he's the one that designed this because he's a big speaker guy. And Mike likes it a little sweeter. So this one even says right on there, it's the 3.5K crossover. So that's actually the Mike Delayan version right there. And that version will be red in color. It'll be our Chappie red. That's the color of our logo.
This dude is heavy.
Yeah, yeah.
You mentioned that, and you saw how much space is available to make your attachment point, whether you want to hang it from a ceiling.
Correct.
Or support it from the bottom, like with a pole.
Yep.
Or attach something to the back, maybe an articulating sort of thing on the... This, you better make sure that this has gone into a stud in the wall.
Yeah, no, it's heavy. There's some, and it has to be. It's actually a very good sounding speaker. We've put it up against some of the most well-known industry speakers, active speakers, and it hangs in there with the best of them. So we're pretty proud of it. It turned into a really great project for us, and we're excited about people putting them in their studios.
Well, I got to hear these at the Wabi show.
Yes.
And it was just a small amplifier running it, and it sounded great.
Yeah, no, we worked really hard to make them sound good. I'm a big bass guy. I'm a kid from the 80s, so I like my bass. And so they make a nice sound. We did a lot of playing around with the port lengths to get them tuned to the sound we like. You know, it's the old thing. You make them look good on the graph, and then you tweak them a little bit more just because you like what you like.
Yeah. Right?
So we did a lot of that, and they came out really good.
That's how I adjust processing. Exactly. You know, I pick a preset. That sounds cool, but I got to do a little bit.
Yeah. You got to put your own thing on that. So. A bit of that too.
Chris, you got any questions about these passive speakers? You have any comments about passive speaker design?
I'm just excited to see those. It's you're right. It's very hard to get passive speakers anymore. And the ones that you can get generally aren't you know, like the old JBLs or anything like that, that, you know, were really kind of studio reference standards. So to see a new design coming out is just fantastic. I can't wait to be able to give them a listen.
Yeah, no, they're really nice. And they're, you'll never forget where you got them because they're shaped like Saskatchewan. If anybody ever wanted to know where did we get those? You just got to take one look at them and you know where they came from.
I noticed that the sides are not parallel, and I thought that was for some acoustic reason, but no, it's for Saskatchewan.
Yeah, no, and the astute observer will notice that the hole is in North Battleford. I'm just kidding to all my friends in North Battleford.
Oh my gosh. All right. We are, if you've just joined us, shame on you. Rewind and watch from the beginning of the show. We're at PTS, Pippin Technical Service, in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. How long do you have to live here if we can say that without stuttering?
Well, you'll have her by tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Hey, I'm leaving tomorrow.
Well, you better stay up late then.
Better. And I'm here with Tyler Everett and Evan Semenoff, right? Yeah, I got it. And Chris Tarr is with us as well. Hey, we got to take one more quick break. We're going to be back with some final thoughts. And I want to talk a little bit about, again, this concept of full service, where you have somebody who can recommend equipment, who can provide the equipment to you, who can program and even install the equipment, as some of PTS's crew is doing right now. And so we're going to right now hear from our friends at VoxPro. Everybody loves VoxPro, especially your morning disc jockeys and your overnight disc jockeys. Anybody who's taking phone calls, we'll be right back.
Hey, what's happening? St. John here, coming to you from Command Central, and wanted to tell you about the absolute best partner you can have in radio. I'm talking about, boom, Wheatstone's VoxPro. Lots of different audio software out there. Why VoxPro? It's the only software designed to do what we needed to do, which is record, edit, playback in real time. When I say lightning fast, I'm going to show you how fast you can edit stuff up in VoxPro right now. Literally three clicks on the controller, mark left, mark right, everything that gets marked. You hit delete, it goes away. It's literally that fast. So we're going to take this part right here. Boom. From caller 9 to him saying, I'm ready.
Five, ready for that secret sound.
Boom. All of that stuff, hit delete, it goes away. Here's your edit.
You are tackling secret sound, caller 9.
I'm ready, St. John.
So one of the best features of version 7, this is awesome. It's effects macros, and you can literally put a chain of effects together so that instead of having to normalize a phone bit and then use noise reduction on it and EQ it and all that, you can literally build a chain. One button, this one's called call right here. I just click that. All of those processes happen instantaneously. Final thing that I love about VoxPro, and there's so much more to get into, but one of my favorite things, you can load it on a laptop. I've literally done my show from a hotel room in Armenia to the conference room at, yeah, this was fun, jury duty. Great thing, no one could tell the difference. VoxPro makes it totally easy. Telling you, if you're looking for the best on-air partner, call my friends at Wheatstone, ask them about VoxPro, and you will be glad you did.
Thanks a lot to Broadcasters General Store at bgs.cc. You can get VoxPro from BGS and a whole slew of other broadcast needs. If you're in the U.S., call Broadcasters General Store. You can call them at 352-622-7700 or visit their website at bgs.cc. Thanks a lot, BGS, for sponsoring this week in Radio Tech. All right, Chris Tarr, you've seen what we've been talking about today. Isn't it great to have a dealer that is very, very full service, that has, you know, trucks they can roll, tower sections in the back, a Toyota forklift? I mean, these guys are kind of serious. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the thing is nowadays, as everybody knows, engineers are doing more with less. And you know, I have 20-some stations that I take care of. And, you know, it's really great to be able to pick up the phone, call somebody who knows something, you know, not only knows what you're trying to deal with, but what your options are to solve that problem. You know, I really, you know, that sounds really great to me. I would love to see more broadcasters do that. You know, Broadcasters General Store is pretty good with that. But to be able to say, hey, you know, here's my specific antenna issue or transmission line issue or, you know, something like that, and be able to have a partner say, oh yeah, okay, here's what, you know, here's what I think you want to do, here's the parts that you're going to need, and that sort of thing. So what a great idea. I mean, that's outstanding.
You know, one thing that I've known Pippin Technical for a long time, and since Al Pippin was here, who started the company. And back then, when I first met Al, I knew Pippin as a company that did a lot of RF work and pattern studies and making sure that, you know, your signal went where it was supposed to do. Tyler, you guys are carrying on that tradition too, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. We, as you talk about at the beginning of your show, from the microphone all the way up to that light at the top of the tower there, that's essentially our mantra as well. Everything from the mic to the antenna. When I have Grant here now and Evan and Dean and these guys have done a lot in the studio space. And when Al was here, that's where I was spending a lot of my time. I still enjoy that a lot. However, now I spend a lot of the time on the RF side. In fact, one of the things we launched at Wobby was a new airline for Canada. We're the dealer for Ascend in Canada. So yeah, there's a new airline in Canada. So come fly Ascend with PTS.
So tell me about this airline. You had a couple samples there of this half-inch line, but you said there's something quite different about it.
Well, half-inch air is really hard to come by. And we had been selling antenna systems for the last few years because CommScope left the line airline. They don't do pressurized line. And so that leaves only one manufacturer left. So there's a bit of a concern to me. And they don't make half-inch airline either. So when you buy a multi-bay antenna, if you need jumpers done, you had to do them in 7/8. It costs a lot more. It's heavier, has a worse bending radius. There's a lot of reasons why using 7/8 is a real problem. So we now have half-inch airline, so we can do make jumpers for you right here and send them anywhere. Just send us the links. We can make you your air jumpers for your antenna systems. If you need a replacement or a repair, or if you're just buying an antenna system and you want half inch air, your manufacturer can't supply that.
Let me make sure that I'm not mishearing anything. Half inch air is half inch air dielectric.
Yeah? That's right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's an air. So it's not the foam dielectric.
That's correct.
It's got a heliax going up the middle of it or up around it.
Yes. Yeah, it's for pressurized bays. If you have a pressurized antenna system and you want to pressurize all the way out to the bays, our company is the only one, at least in Canada, that can supply air jumpers for that at a half-inch size.
Yeah, and it's called Airline.
Airline. So, Canada has a new airline as of this week. We launched that this week, so we're giving out little pretzel bags to commemorate that.
All right. Good deal. Hey, we're about time to go. Tyler, you talk to a lot of broadcasters. You and before you, Al Pippin, you guys did a lot of work to build Pippin Technical, now PTS, into a company that people knew that they could trust, depend on, and expanded the things that you can do for someone. You don't just shift a box and make sure that they get a box in the mail. You can actually provide them with backup to their own engineer, or if you need to, you can provide them with, you know, on-site, you know, kind of contracting sort of work, project work.
Yes.
What would you say to broadcasters or maybe even other dealers in other countries who are thinking, you know, maybe we should expand our services? I guess what I'm asking, how has this been successful for you to provide these additional expertises and services to broadcasters?
Well, I don't really approach it from it's just what we do. I don't really think about it or anything. It's just that it feels like it's the right thing to do. Al started a great tradition with providing great service to people. He brought in some partners, and I came along with some ideas on becoming a better supplier of equipment, that we became pipe technology partners with the Talos Alliance. I mean, it wasn't really a decision or an event. It was more of a process that this just happened over time, where we were doing all of these things. And it became a model that, you know, I think isn't very common. And we've seen some try to copy us and emulate, and we're proud of that as well. But, it's what we do because we love it. I've got a great crew of people around us. They enjoy it as well. I think we have a culture here that is to help others and to do things for the right way, for the right reasons. And we just are here to help. And we just really never stop that commitment. We have an enthusiasm for the industry still. We all love it. Yeah. And that's a big part of it too. Finding a place to fit. And so they're really, I don't know if this model would ever work anywhere else, because I don't know if that opportunity exists. There just simply was an opportunity for us to fill all these gaps. We're like that spray foam. You spray it and it just goes wherever it's going to go. And that's what we're like. We just go wherever there's an opportunity.
Well, as having done international work for Telos, I can tell you that there are plenty of equipment dealers who do provide a lot of additional services. I've never seen the professionalism and the facilities like you guys have invested in. That's pretty amazing. So I think there's certainly a room and a place for that. Also want to point out that the work you do tends to be in Canada, but the products that you're designing and making, those are available outside of Canada too.
Yeah, Evan pointed out, I hope everybody caught that, a really important thing is that PoE power is something that we strive for on all of our active devices because it takes a whole bunch of problems and throws them away. And one of the things is, of course, is its ubiquity. There's, you know, PoE is PoE everywhere. So now obviously there's manufacturing standards and things like that we have to go through. But that really helps out a lot. But yeah, we're looking to be making our products globally available.
Good, good, good. All right. Evan, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Let's drink to energy.
Yeah. Let's
to coding.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. To 18-hour days.
A few of them.
Right. And Tyler, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much for having us. And I'm thrilled that it's taken a while, but I'm just thrilled to have you guys here. I really am.
I know they're off camera, but maybe you'd like to mention a few of the people who have helped out on today's show.
Oh, sure. Dean in sales. We have Cam and
Martin.
Martin, thank you. I don't get the accent. I want Mark. No, Martin. And of course, my business, I can't not mention my business partner, Christine, who, like I said, she's the one that allows us to do all these things. Without her, we wouldn't have a job because we would have
spent all the money.
Yeah, we would have wasted everything. Yeah, guys, so, and Grant, we've mentioned a couple of times. Grant has done a lot. He's in sales and he's a great guy to deal with. He's from the industry as well. Got pipes from heaven. He sounds great. He does a great job. A very committed guy. So I really appreciate that as well. And we've got three people working out on the road for the next couple of weeks, Mike, Todd, and Phil, who have also done great work for us as well. And we'd also like to thank our friends with Patterson.
Hey, there they are. Live shot. Yay. Oh,
hey, get back to work, you bums.
No, thanks for hanging out, you guys. I didn't realize till I looked at the status screen that you guys were still there. So good luck with the studio. And I know it'll go great for you. Thanks a lot for being with us. And hey, Chris Tarr, we'll give you the final word. I haven't given letting you say much sideways here. So final word from Chris Tarr.
No, I wasn't going into this. I wasn't super familiar with your group and some of your products, but I'm actually really excited to do a little more investigating. It sounds like you've just got some fantastic things. I do wish you were down here, though, with the engineering stuff. Because I'll tell you what, just like there, we need all the help we can get down here. So well done. And I certainly, have a lot of respect for what you guys are doing. It looks fantastic.
I hear that Tyler is a fan of NASCAR and country music. So I have an invitation for you to open an auxiliary office in Nashville, Tennessee, and I'll go by and say hi every now and then.
I will have a conversation with my business partner right after this meeting, and we'll see what we can do.
All right. Or maybe you want to go to Mukwonago, because that's where Chris is.
That sounds great. I don't know if I could ever spell it, but that's like Saskatchewan. So we probably fit right in.
Right. Man, it's Wisconsin. It's not any different than where they're at.
Is it easy to draw, at least?
Easy to what?
Draw. Draw. Saskatchewan, it's easy to draw, but it's hard to spell.
Mukwonago is a little hard.
It's Wisconsin. That's Wisconsin. All right. I live right there.
Oh, perfect.
And they've got fried cheese.
Yeah, it's not Michigan. Right. It's also going to be Michigan. This is more Michigan.
Yeah, that's right.
Sign me up. That sounds great.
Thanks a lot. Hey, thanks to everyone so much. Thanks to Suncast, our producer. Great job today, Suncast. Thanks a lot. And hey, we'll see you next week. Be sure you hit like and subscribe if you're on a platform that supports that. We really appreciate you telling others about This Week in Radio Tech. Got so many great comments from the WABI conference in Vancouver. People came up to me out of the blue and said, hey, we watch your show. We listen to your podcast. And it was very gratifying. So, Chris, you got a lot of compliments too, dude. I wish you could have been there to hear them all yourself. Well, we got to go. We'll see you next week on This Week in Radio Tech.